It is year six for the St. Pete Run Fest coming up next weekend. We have Ryan Jordan on the line with us to begin telling us about it.
We're expecting a record crowd. So this November 11th, Veterans Day, we'll have the kickoff. We'll be, of course, the 10K at 7 a.m., the rolling oats, and then the 5K, it will be starting at 8:45. You know, we're going to have well over 3,000 finishers on this day. And then the great news is we get to also have our kids get involved. So we're going to have 250 kids running throughout downtown. Well, they're on the course. They're not running wild, but they're running on the course throughout Al Lang Stadium, too, which is really cool. The Rowdies have been great partners of ours. And then this year, we're actually adding a dog race, too. So we've got something for everyone. And it's fun too, because we'll be just not only just runners, you know, because a lot of times folks get, you know, kind of intimidated about running long distances, and this is not the race to be intimidated by that. Yes, we have some elite runners, but, you know, we have thousands of folks that are out walking and running and just enjoying our downtown too.
And year after year, the event continues to grow.
Yeah, I mean, this is one again where, you know, we brought this to the city now 7 years ago. This will be our sixth running. And every year this race has continued to grow. And I think it's a large part because of the incredible track. I mean, we get to run through all through downtown with the energy and the vibe. We'll have, you know, well over 2,000 runners this year. And starting in front of the Dalí, going through all of downtown, and then finishing right in front of the Mahaffey Theater. It's pretty special. And yeah, again, every year it's grown, and we're expecting another record crowd this year.
St. Pete Run Fest is a weekend-long event next weekend, starting on Friday night at Albert Whitted Park and continuing all weekend.
It really is. It's a big party all weekend. Really, it's a, you know, it's a 13-mile street party on Sunday, the 11th, or I'm sorry, 12th, and of course the race is on Saturday. But the Friday is what we're calling the Good Sweat Festival, which is not just about, you know, getting your sneakers and your socks for running. This is very much a community market and festival where we have Body Electric out with, you know, we're doing the Body Electric Village, which will have local entertainment. We'll have some artists from 96.7 that will be participating. Then, of course, we've got 50-plus vendors and makers, local artists. So it really is not just about going down and getting the latest and greatest sneakers. Yes, we have those. But I think it's a lot more about celebrating St. Pete's. We have this year, of the 10,000-plus people that will be participating, we're happy to report that almost 30% of them will be from over 100 miles away. So we're going to have a lot of guests in town. So we really wanted to make sure they had a good time and showed off what makes St. Pete so special.
And we will be live with Radio St. Pete on Friday, beginning at 2 o'clock at Albert Whitted Park, to be a big part of that opening event for St. Pete Run Fest next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ryan, I know you have relationships with local charities very much involved in this event as well.
We do. Yeah. And thanks for mentioning that. We have three primary charities that we work with. Since the inception, the St. Pete Free Clinic has just been our core partner for so many reasons. And so this year we're actually combining one of our passions is to help support them, plus sustainability, where the unfortunate component is that, you know, we've got, you know, 30,000 plus folks that need their food assistance every month. And they've been serving in plastic bags, and so they're on board with our sustainability mission as well. And in an effort to go green, Body Electric and RunFest are teaming up to provide thousands of reusable bags this year to the free clinic. So we're really looking to use every, you know, folks that sign up. We donate a percentage of their entry to help get back to the community, with the free clinic being a primary recipient. And then we also have a couple others which just have been wonderful to work with. The St. Pete Youth Farm, which is, you know, teaching young folks leadership skills while also addressing food scarcity issues in areas of our community. We're actually building a community oven for them this year, which I think will be not only helping grow the food local and have a healthy alternative, but actually cook it at the farm. We're excited about that partnership. And then our proceeds of our kids race all goes to pediatric cancer research and the Gold Together program as part of American Cancer Society. So incredible sponsors, incredible charities. And yeah, that's our little thing, our little part to give back as part of the event.
That is Ryan Jordan, co-founder of St. Pete Run Fest, the sixth running of St. Pete Run Fest weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stay tuned for more about it here on Radio St. Pete. Or, of course, you can visit stpeterunfest.org. And thanks to a very busy Ryan Jordan for joining us a week out from St. Pete Run Fest 2023 coming up next weekend.